for any.
That is a rare occasion, but it does occur that a husband will be that demanding of his wife. So the wife has to be in prayer. Has my husband gone too far in his authority over me? And this happens to be the only circumstance where a wife can refuse to submit is in her worship of God. Our Lord doesn't require a wife to be submissive to an unbelieving husband when it comes to worshiping him. And now this may be strange to you, but every now and again, a husband can be a tyrant. I don't know what that would be like, but it can happen. And it usually happens, unfortunately, when a marriage is coming apart. God will judge any husband who requires a wife to obey himself over worshiping him as Lord and God. The Lord will judge that person. So to any unbelieving husband, be careful lest you fight against God himself. And it is a rare occasion that it happens, but it does happen. But submission is to be first and foremost unto our Lord God. Husbands, we're required. Notice it doesn't say women are required. It says husbands are required to love their wives with the holy agape love, a self-giving love. Love that considers no cost of ourselves. We men, we husbands, honor God by loving our wives in the agape way. And it tells us that a man is supposed to leave his family and be joined to his wife. And the final command of Paul to husbands and wives is, husbands, love your wives. Wives, respect, not love, respect your husband. Isn't that peculiar? Now, I think a wife naturally loves her husband. I think that goes without saying. But wives, be kind to us, your husbands, by honoring us and respecting us. We need it. Now, chapter 6. Paul goes deeper into the family order. And that's in Ephesians 6, 1 to 9. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Bondservants, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and sincerity of heart as to Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether he is a slave or free. And you masters, do the same thing to them, giving up threatening, knowing that your own master also is in heaven, and there is no partiality with him. Now that's God's word. That's his will. That's his mind. That's his heart for Christian family. The Houston Police Department issued a 10-point guide for producing a delinquent child. I'll read you those 10. You may. It's kind of humorous, but it's also kind of telling. Begin at infancy to give your child everything he wants. He will grow up thinking that the world owes it to him. Okay. When he says curse words, laugh at him so he will think he is cute and interesting. Never give him spiritual training. Wait until he's 21 and let him decide. Pick up after him books, games, clothes. Do everything for him so he can learn to avoid responsibility. Quarrel with your spouse in front of him so he will not be shocked when dad leaves the home. Give him pocket money that he wants. Never let him earn his own. Why should he have things tough like you had them? Satisfy all cravings for food and drink and comfort. Denial will lead him to a harmful frustration. Take his side against neighbors, teachers, policemen. After all, they are prejudiced against him anyway. When in trouble, apologize for his failures in raising him, saying, I could never do anything with him. Now prepare yourself for a life of grief. You've earned it. That was the Houston Police Department, issued a few years ago. So the police department sometimes has to step in and take over where our society seems to have gone amok. Children and parents receive this command from the Lord. Children are to obey parents. Parents, we have a responsibility to teach our children obedience. It's a natural tendency for children to disobey. You don't have to teach them to disobey. That comes natural. But parents, probably the most important truth is to teach your child to obey yourselves and authority. Something that seems to be lacking in our society. It's not an option that we teach our children. We're supposed to teach our children obedience. My dad, he was not a yeller. He never raised his voice. So us kids had to be listening to dad, or a whooping was coming. I didn't say spanking, I said a whooping. And we would receive a whooping, including my sister. She didn't get to avoid it. She got in there too. So we kept each other, us brothers and sisters, kept each other in line. And the last thing we kids wanted to hear was Dad's belt coming out of the belt loops on his pants. You didn't want to hear that belt coming out. My dad did not give idle threats. If he promised you a whooping, you got it. And it was torture for me to see my sister and my brother receive their whoopings. And on one occasion, my dad said, "Okay, who wants to be first?" I spoke up and said, "I do." It was torture for me to see my brother and sister get their whooping, and I'd just soon get mine over with, get it first and get it done. But my dad was not our best buddy. He was an enforcer. He enforced the rules of the family. Now, my daughter is a good, loving mother. I'm very proud of her. But when her children were younger, she had a warning system. Not only telling her children once or twice, but then she would go into a countdown. Okay, that's one. Now that's two. Now that's three. And I stopped her one day and said, "They heard you the first time. Make sure that you tell them once and mean it. It'll make life easier for you. Speak once, they don't obey, spank. If you're going to spank, go ahead and spank them." But we parents are to teach our children obedience. And that means no idle threats. Follow through. Give them the correction you promised. And if you require obedience, you're giving your child the guarantee of a long life. It's a promise with a guarantee. Obey, live a long life. We're not to provoke our children to wrath. We live in a society where spanking is frowned upon. And as a parent, be careful where and how you discipline. Years ago, I knew a family that had two young girls, and they went to Eastern Europe to adopt two more children. And in my humble opinion, this father was way too strict. I had a conversation with him about maybe every now and again you ought to show a little mercy. Not always spanking, but mix it with some mercy. But he had a problem. His wife was bipolar. And she would demand spanking of these adopted children, but she would forgive her own natural children. Eventually, they moved out of the area, ended up in divorce, and the family structure, it was a mess. So parents, fathers, be loving and merciful in correction of a child. We parents are to show love and mercy along with correction, in the same way our Lord deals with us. When I was in my 30s, coming out of the religion of my mom and so forth, she was Pentecostal, and I would argue with my mom about religion. What a thing to argue with your mother about. You know what? The Lord showed me I was to love my mother and not be trying to correct her. Eventually, and it took some while, but eventually I went to my mom and apologized, and I told her that the Lord called me to obey you, not to argue with you. But we parents, we set the boundaries of behavior for our children. Sometimes mercy demonstrates our love of a child more than a spanking. But I have a question that I often ask. When does a child become my brother or sister in the Lord and I put away spankings? What age does that happen at? The whole idea of correcting is not necessarily for the punishment, but for the correcting. When you put away with spanking, and I think that depends on the child that you're dealing with, they're individuals, there are times when a lecture is all that is needed. Other times, unfortunately, a spanking is, my opinion, needed. So we're to be responsible as parents, but always be loving. We are to be obedient to the masters that God has put over us. And since we don't have masters per se, but we do have employers. And we owe our job bosses an obedient attitude. That's a hard lesson to learn. My last job as an employee was a difficult one. I was a tool and die maker by trade. And the son of the owner of the company I worked for felt he had to be critical of me because I was younger than him. And it was difficult for me to receive instruction for him because I felt like he was simply insecure. And the son of the owner, he would go out of his way and try to make me look dumb. And when possible, I would try to make him look foolish. And this went on for several years. I would go and look for other jobs only to have them fall through at the last moment. And finally, I realized God had me right where he wanted me, in a pressure cooker of a job. And it was difficult for me to remain motivated to that company to do my best. But God eventually moved me out of there. But I have a haunting memory of my insincere work habits there on the last time I was employed by another man. My regrets, my attitude with that last job are not good Christian memories. I like to think of my former boss as being a jerk. But the truth remains, I was not a good employee. And it's on rare occasions, but I still go back and I have dreams about that job. I call them nightmares. And that's just one of my youthful regrets. How I was not a good Christian witness on the job. So you see, I'm full of remorse of my past behavior. I even have a complex. I know you think I'm well balanced and so forth, but I'm not so well balanced. But I look for equality. I look for fair treatment, which goes back my youth. I was small for my age. Graduated from high school at 5'8" and 135 pounds. But I thought I was an athlete. And I had a little speed. I was sort of fast for my size and so forth. And I would try out for high school teams in went to three different high schools, and I was overlooked many times just because of my size. So I developed a complex. But after high school, and eventually playing a lot of sports outside of high school, playing a lot of baseball, I excelled to a degree. But all I ever got out of sports was injuries. Never made any money, only got injuries from sports. But I developed an attitude of wanting fairness and equality all around me. And this carried over to my business life as an adult. And I burned with ambition until I went into business for myself. And that lasted 12 years. But I thank God that he was patient with me and long-suffering with me to abide with me in those years. And there's a truth about my life. You ready for this? God is not done with me yet. So, y'all have to bear with me. That's all there is to it. And love one another. Amen. Amen. And that's words we are to live by, loving one another. Let me get you to stand. We'll close in prayer. Father God, you know I rejoice and thank you for being long-suffering with me. Lord, you stood by me when others would drop away. You were always there. You're always taking care of me, always bearing with me, Lord. And so I thank you for your patience, Lord. And Lord, I still can be so dumb at times, but you love me and you watch over me and you take care of me. So I pray, Lord, these are your people. Watch over them, take care of them. And they too will make bad decisions, but you can cover those. You're God. So I ask you to cover my bad decisions, cover their bad decisions, and cause us to love one another, Lord. And here we are. We're raising children, even grandchildren. And you tell us, raise them in the admonition of yourself, Lord. Teach them to be obedient. And we want to do that, Lord. We want to be giving our children a heritage of obedience, one that you look upon and smile when you see that we fall into line, that we're obedient to you and to your mercy and to your grace and to your causes. And Lord, many times we don't want to turn that other cheek. We want to seek revenge. So Lord, we ask you to just don't quit on us. Bear with us and raise us up to be men and women that are holy and that you love, and that we love you in return. So we ask for that, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.